now and then, we all have to talk to ourselves. Now, this parable, this passage of scripture has been read and has been preached so often, you've heard it read until all of us have become familiar with its content. But every time I read this passage of scripture or this parable or preach from this passage or even hear it read, I come up with some new insight. Because the Word of God is as fresh as your morning dew. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword. There's new insight always given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit into His own Word. This parable talks about, as a parable that the following is before that, talks about a lost coin, a lost sheep, a lost son. And all three of these parables help us to understand something about what it means to be lost. Now, to be lost means to be out of place. Sheep belong with a fold. Coins belong with chains. And a lost sinner belongs in fellowship with God. Am I right? Being lost also means being out of service. A lost sheep is no value to the shepherd. A lost coin has no value to his owner, and a lost sinner cannot experience the enriching fulfillment God has for him in Jesus Christ. But to be found, to be saved, means that you are back in place, reconciled to God, back in service. Life has a purpose for you, and you are now out of danger. And Beulah, that's why the shepherd and the woman in these parables got happy and invited their friends to come and rejoice with them. You see, when a lost soul is found, you need to rejoice. You need to get happy. You need to invite your friends to help you praise the Lord for what He has done for them. But I want to focus on that third movement of the parables here. This young son who comes to his father and says to him, "Give me my portion of your goods." He comes to his father and says,
Give me
my portion of your good. He comes to the man and asks him to finance his journey because he want to leave. Now, even in his rebellion, he still has to depend on the father. And Beulah, can I tell you, this boy wasn't last 1 second. He wouldn't last 1 second at 103 Carver Drive in Leesville, Louisiana. Those of you who don't know that where I live, he would have left, but he would have left in an ambulance, bandaged from feet to head. I'm going to move on because I want you to get a bad impression of my family. They just said, "We love you so much that they would rather handle my rebellion than to let somebody else do it." I wish I had somebody there. And now, Beulah, this father, watch this, represents God, the Father. And his father loves him enough, knowing that outside his protective presence, that his son is doomed for failure. Yes, sir. Because love means letting go when you know that it's not in their best interest. It means letting go. In other words, let them fall on their face. When you know that it's not in their best interest, love means to stand back and let them fall. going to leave his father, but he wants the father to finance his journey. So he takes his father's cash and his property, and he leaves, headed to a far country. Now, for a sinner, the far country is a geographical location. But for a Christian, the far country is a spiritual condition.
Raises swine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, that's it. You said it, pig. run away. But when you are desperate enough, you will run to God. Help me when I tell you. When you are down in the dumps, when you are at your last struggle, you will return to God. And folk who have been delivered by God should always remember that when you get up, you ought to praise God in your shack. The same way you cry out to Him when you're in desperation. And don't worry about the one sitting next to you. You shout, and if they don't want to shout, tell them, let me get out of the way. I'm going to find somewhere where I can praise God. I don't need you to stand out here with my prayer. You don't know my story. Praise God when you're up. You praise Him when you're down, because God inhabits the praises of His people. Desperation drives this young man to a pitfall. And scripture says that this young man is so hungry that he's about to fill his belly with the husks that the swines were eating. And then he said it, the scripture said he came to himself.
To be one.
repentance. Yes. But conviction of sin will lead to confession. Yes. It's not enough to be convicted. You got to confess. Yes. Yeah. He said, I've sinned. Yes. Nobody made me do it. Yes. I decided to walk out on my own. Yes. From my father's mercy, I decided that I wanted to try life on my own. I decided that I don't want to be under my father's roof. That's what I decided. I decided. You need to try that sometime. I lied. I've been disobedient. I've been committing adultery. I've messed up. I have not been what I've been claiming to be. I should have been dead. I should have been dead on that cross. Listen, you will never be saved until you admit that you have sinned and done evil in the sight of God. And a classic example, I ain't going to take my word for it, there's a classic example is David. Y'all remember David, don't you? David got up early one morning. Look over the city and he looked over there and he saw a woman naked bathing herself. And David said, I got to help that woman. I tell a lot of people, you don't wonder. You can look, but you don't need to stare. When you start staring, your mind. Come on, talk back to me. David's mind went to another. But she had a baby from him. And then one day he thought that he got it all. He asked for her husband. He said, come on, I'll bless it for her husband. He want to fix the lie and the sin that he made. So he said, I need the husband to come bring it from the front line. Tell her, you're going to sleep with your wife. And he said, no, I can't do that. He said, well, he got it drunk the next time. He said, go over there and sleep with your wife. And he didn't do it. He slept on the porch. So David got angry and he said, well, I tell you what, sit him on the front lines. Put him on a battle so that I know that he'll die. That he had it killed on the front line. And then years later, he thought he had gotten away with it. But here come a man, a prophet named Nathan the prophet. And he said, King, can I tell you a story? You need to do when you sin, you'll know.